is why we are here. And I shudder.
You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.
Well, the last little segment here. We're going to lighten things up a little bit for this. It's getting a little heavy there, and I think the second half of the show. Ooh, but anyway.
Are you sure you want to go home right away?
Yeah.
You might want to stick around for this.
I don't want to get hit by anything. I have a way of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, then stuff gets thrown
you?
At me. So it's best if I'm in my car. I can't fly as far. But anyway. Anyway, Reverend Larry Tomczak we're going to talk about, which is a prominent... supposedly some kind of a prominent minister, televangelist down in Tennessee, has made some statements this week. And it's the fact is, he says, God punishes gays and lesbians, listen to this, by making them effeminate or mannish. So in other words, if you happen to be a man and you start having sex with a man, you're going to turn into a woman. And God's going to make you into a woman. And if you happen to be a woman and you start having sex with a woman, God's going to start making you very manly and butch. I mean, and if we can load this, I think Master's going to try to load this little clip from him.
Oh, that's what you want me to do?
Yeah.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
The power we have is
all right, I don't know what this is going to sound like, my boy, but we'll give it a shot for
give
you,
it
okay?
A shot.
Just stand
okay.
by. I'm having some issues with some stuff.
We're having any technical difficulties?
No, it just sounds like ass, but let's see what it says. Here we go. La, 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 la.
No, I hear nothing.
Can we hear anything?
No.
All right, now.
No, nothing.
No, just jiggly and squiggly and scratchies.
All right, hang on. Keep talking for a minute.
I'm hearing something, but I don't hear it on the... Here we go. We're trying it again. It's getting close.
Business and wicked.
Here we All go. Right. You know what? Let me see here.
Give it one more try.
Yeah, one more shot. Why can't I hear my microphone? All right. Can we hear anything or no?
Not him, no.
Turns people over
there
to
we
their
go.
Own right, desires. Right,
let me start this over. Sorry, guys. I know I should have been a little more prepared for this, but here we go.
Here we go.
And who is this again?
The Reverend Larry Tomczak.
Two lesbians and two gays cannot procreate. It's not according to God's design or his plan. Well, they got a surrogate. It's all right. Folks, it's deviating from God's plan and design. And as a culture starts going, Romans 1 says, if we suppress the truth, God's wrath is revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness by individuals that suppress the truth. And read in Romans 1. You'll see it in the book, but you can read it. The downward spiral where it says when individuals go down this way, God turns people over to their own desires. Men start lusting after men, women after women. And it says they receive in their own bodies the penalty for their sin. Is it?
I know it.
Yeah.
Folks, I am not in any way being insensitive here, but I have watched people go into a lifestyle and all of a sudden they become, a man starts to become very effeminate. Mannerisms, speech. I've seen the reverse. I've seen the same thing with women start becoming mannish. Say, what's going on? They're taking in their bodies a penalty for deviating from God's loving design and plan.
All right, well, God apparently just didn't like that whole thing.
The funny thing is that the fucker believes that.
You can actually get more of the sermon if you go to that link I put there, but he really does believe it.
That was the whole thing.
But it's also interesting, this man has wrote a book, The Little Handbook on Loving Correction, and is said to advise parents, you'd like this master, actually, it advises parents to use a stick to spank their children.
Well, of course.
But then last year, he was sued for allegedly covering up sexual abuse at a Christian school in Gaithersburg's MD. That'd be Maryland, I think. MD? I'm not sure. And
into the mic.
In the 80s and 90s, the Religious News Service reported. So he has a record of covering up sexual abuse. He has a record of, he was charged and accused once of assaulting a woman with plastic and wooden sticks. So he believes in hitting women, too. I mean,
wow. Well, no, he was probably trying to, you know, beat the gay out of them, too. I don't
know.
Yeah,
but even what he said doesn't make sense. So you're telling me that when he has sex with his wife,
right,
then because he's coming in her,
it will make him more manly.
Well, that's going to make her more manly.
No, him, because he's doing it the proper way.
But what about her?
Because
she's receiving.
Well, that's what she's supposed to do.
Oh, she's a woman.
Oh, yeah.
She's a woman. She spreads her legs and takes whatever the man gives her, and she should be thankful for that.
Damn right.
And if not, she's going to get beaten by a wooden stick.
Damn right. No bigger than your thumb.
Kind of like a, what was that? I just saw somebody poking sticks earlier around here. No. Wow, there's the look.
And moving on.
We'll after that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny that. So if you want to know why some of us are more effeminate than others, it's because apparently we've had more gay sex. Because every time we have gay sex, it makes us more effeminate. And every time a woman has more
lesbian
sex, that'd
be the case
sex,
in this house, we'd
bush.
Have a full fucking a chorus line going on in the living room with all the fucking that the boys get.
Well, we kind of do sometimes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you fucking the boys more, it's turning them into women. I'm going to have a bunch of showgirls just thinking, well, that's great, and then we're going
to
hit the
I
road.
Think we need to disprove or prove this, and
yeah,
I think we should experiment.
Too. Yeah, so we have to have more sex to see.
Yes, more double dildo sex with you boys.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Actually, at first, you know what, when I was listening to it, and it's like, you know, they take it into themselves or into their bodies. Right. I thought he was going to do... you know what everybody else I think was thinking. He's going to start saying, well, you get AIDS, that's why you get AIDS,
right.
But he didn't. He actually surprised me with the whole, yeah, you're going to become more gay.
Yeah.
How gay is gay? Like, how much more gayer is there? It goes to 11, you know. Wait, that's wrong.
No, it is funny.
And we have the gayest house on the block.
And I could just see the
other. You know what? Yeah,
we do.
From
bottom to all the way up to the top, we carry every typical stereotype description of what gay people are. A dungeon in the basement and a closet full of drag in the upstairs.
How do you explain the real...
That does actually go a little strange, yeah.
How do you explain the real effeminate straight guys, though, that have like a dozen kids and they would never do it with a man and all this? That's... I'm kind of curious. Because some people are just more effeminate than others and it has nothing to do with their sexuality. And some women are very butch, and they are not lesbian. They're just a very...
Like my daughter.
Strong personality. Like my ex-wife.
Your ex-wife's a lesbian.
And you know she is.
And I think that my daughter... No, I'm not saying that. No, my daughter, she's not.
I don't know. She's been hanging around this one girl quite a lot lately.
Playing softball.
And I'm not talking about the one who's just moved in with her boyfriend. I'm talking about the other one with the husband.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, anyway.
You need to spend a bit more a little Facebook time.
To be spending any more Facebook time.
But anyway.
What? Pup Dakota says the boys are going to complain about something. I have to find out what that is.
Oh, the boys are complaining. More fucking. Metrosexual.
Yeah, that's something. Isn't that like some straight dude who likes getting a...
dresses up
very
effeminate. Oh,
one of my co-workers 3 weeks ago, she'd been dating this guy for 5 weeks. And... she's doing this client, and I'm talking about, you know, she's right in behind me, and I could see her like being really close, and she's cutting the guy's hair, and the guy's talking, and I mean, I know I sound really feminine on the radio, and I'm not the butchest thing, but this guy made me sound like butch, and then she tells me that's the guy she's dating. I started laughing, and I just bluntly looked at him, and I went, I'm really sorry, but I said, I could have sworn you were one of her other gay clients. I'm really sorry. Wow. And she just looked at me. And then the guy broke up with her 2 days later.
That's where Mark's on that.
Because he has to go find himself. I said, oh, I know where he's going to find himself.
He found himself at the Black Eagle. Steamworks. Spoxus.
I was like, Marie, I'm sorry, honey, but he's a fruit fly. Okay?
But what's with metrosexuals? Because they're actually straight, but they like to get prettied up, right?
Manny, I had another
is that client. What they somebody are? Just says, I could see the rainbow glare from Paris, Ontario on your house still.
Probably.
Wow.
But no, a true definition of metrosexual, is that someone who's straight but likes to pretty up?
Or? It's somebody who takes very good care of himself.
Like they
is
do
into
all their
fashion,
eyebrows and
their waxing, the tanning, the facials.
But they're straight.
Manicure, pedicure. Yeah, I have one client like that.
He's a pretty boy, and he's just straight.
He's got short hair, and it takes me 55 minutes to an hour to cut his hair.
Okay, this is it here. Metrosexual is derived from metropolitan and heterosexual, coined in 94, describing a man, especially when living in an urban, post-industrial capitalist culture, who is especially meticulous about his grooming and appearance, typically spending a significant amount of time and money on shopping as part of this. The term is popular popularly thought to contrast heterosexuals who adopt fashions and lifestyles stereotypically associated with homosexuals, although, by definition given in the originator, a metrosexual may be officially gay, straight, or bisexual. So, all right. Well, guess what?
We're done with the first hour. I'll be heading back across the border to get some rest and hopefully get rid of this virus we got going through.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you're feeling better there, my boy.
Thank you.
Take care, boy.
All right. So we're going to just go to a commercial. We're going to be right back, and we're going to start the next part of the show.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a good night.
Hi, puppies.
We're listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSN Radio.